Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, Pat, I was in abiding, and I came across, First Samuel. Been reading a lot about the life of David and
Right. Some
of the things that happened in his life. Been absolutely amazing. But you know, there is a difference between those who follow God and those that don't. I know that things seem blurred. Mm. I know that maybe potentially. That may look different, but let me tell you, there is a clear distinction, a clear demarcation for those that follow God and those that don't. God has designed it that we are to live in this world totally dependent upon Him.
That's right.
I mean, the greatest sin, people have all these ideas of what the greatest sin may be, murder, stealing, adultery, you name it.
Right.
You know what the greatest sin is? The greatest sin is trying to live a life independent of Jesus Christ. That's the greatest sin.
Right.
Because God's called us to live for Him, to live dependent, to receive Him in our heart. But the person that doesn't know God, he hasn't accepted God as his Savior. And he's living his life totally independent. That word independent means not influenced or not controlled, mm-hmm. right? In matters of opinion, conduct, and one's behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So just, there's no governor over their life, just independent, right. Do whatever I want to do. And the whole idea here is that Jesus has no influence in your life. His word doesn't take root. So my question often is like, wow, if God's not speaking to you, you're not in God's word, and what is the format for your living? What is your personal constitution? What is your guiding values? What are they mm-hmm. that help you to make decisions? And my goodness, if they're not based upon God's word, what could they possibly be based upon, right?
Right.
So your worldview, how you see your life, if it has nothing to do with God, that's not a good thing. And the question is, how can one who has chosen to live a life independent, in this case, which is for, rebellion towards God, right?
Mm-hmm.
How can anything really go well for them or for you when you think about it?
Mm-hmm.
Because, the world will deceive us to think that if we get a more education or if we get a better job or mm-hmm. if we get the right friends, then, if we got the right toys and stuff and things, that those things are going to make us happy. And obviously, those things are going to make us well if we marry, this perfect person. Everything's going to go well. Mm. But listen, you can't be deceived. I mean, there's somebody right now saying, I check, I got all those and I'm still not happy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
It's still not working for me because I'm calling all the shots. And the question is, who's the shot caller in your life? The shot caller is the guy that calls all the shots.
Right, right.
So the question is, who is the shot caller? God's original intent is that He's the boss,
right.
Not a boss that lords over us, but He's the one that leads us. He's the one that directs us. It's Savior and Lord. And we throw words out these days, but we really don't even know what those words mean. Lord, boss, governor, ruler, king.
Right.
He's the Lord. And when we receive God, we say, listen, it's not my way. It's now your way. And He's the one that calls everything that needs to happen. We say that I'm no longer in charge of my life and I submit myself to whatever God wants to say. Mm. He's in charge. And we can see this difference in the life of David and King Saul. We can see that, one was trying to follow God and one was trying to follow themselves. Saul thought it was optional to follow God in His ways.
Mm.
I mean, started out well. And, we can learn some things about Saul's life that just because things start well, I mean, you had the right intentions. You started out good, started abiding, I said, it's God, God. You said all the right things. But after some time, you started going your way.
Right.
It's like the GPS system.
Mm.
Oftentimes people are headed back from a certain place. They say, I don't know how to get home. They put the GPS on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as the GPS is taking you a certain place, you who follow it step by step. But the closer you think you're home and you got more familiar, you turn that thing off, and before you know it, you start making wrong turns. Well, listen, you need to follow God's positioning system all the way.
Right.
You don't need to turn off God's positioning system when you think that you're familiar, when you've got it down.
Right.
When
you got it all figured out.
Got it all. I got it all. Thank you, God. I just needed you to get me on the right road, and now I'm, you know, now.
I got it now. I got this.
Yeah. I got this. Thank you. And you turn off the GPS, God's positioning system, which means you're turning off the voice of God, your ability to hear. You're tuning him out. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk more. When we come back, actually in the extra hour, we're going to talk more about King David and Saul. And we're going to ask the question, who's the shot caller? Who's the shot caller in your life? Do you remember when you were calling all the shots? Do you remember when you was the
man? I remember when I thought I was calling the shots.
Isn't it?
I was very deceived.
Wasn't that interesting? When we think we're calling all the shots, that's a dangerous place to be, because we realize that hopefully we realize that we're not in charge of anything. You know, life is so fragile, and oftentimes I wonder how do some become so bold, and I don't know. I'm just like, we need God. You know, we're in a constant state of needing God and needing him to move and to speak and to do. And if God, you don't come, and if your presence is not here, and if you don't answer, and if you don't, we don't have anything.
Mm-mm.
And you're looking at a country right now that's just like, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. You know, no thought to God is like, you know how fragile life is? That people, you know, experience in their life. I think it's like every 15 minutes somebody has passes away from a disabling injury.
Wow.
Every 15 minutes, I believe that's the number. And I think like something like every 1.4, 1.5 seconds, someone has a disabling injury in this country. Anything could happen at any moment.
That's right.
And it's not for us to live in fear, but it's certainly for us not to live in pride. It's for us to come to a place, especially as believers, to say, my goodness, God, I'm just not going to honor you with my lips, but I'm going to honor you with my heart, and I'm actually going to do what you say to do. You know, there is a big difference between, you know, obedience and submission.
That's right.
You know, obedience means you just did it.
Right.
You just did whatever it was, but it doesn't mean that you were submitted in your heart when you did it. And God's not looking for us to, you know, do behavior modification and just, you know, sit down because he said to sit down, if you will.
Right.
He wants us to be able to do things out of a pleasing nature, because we're submitted, we're under his cover, we're under his protection. He has our heart.
Right.
So our motive is not just to do an action here, if you will. Our motive is to please the Lord and to follow him in all of his ways. And we were talking before at the beginning of the end of the first hour, that, you know, there's a big difference between those that follow God. I'm not saying if you're a Christian, if you follow God. Today, everyone calls themselves a Christian. You know, say we want to be godly people, those that follow him. You know, a disciple is a follower of Jesus.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's a big difference with those that follow God and those that don't. And we talked about how Saul, King Saul, 1 Samuel 25:26, we're talking about King Saul. I mean, he started well in his life. You know, he started well, you know, sought God, but there was a transition where he left God and started doing his own thing. He stopped following God.
Right.
And we're talking about God's GPS and God's positioning system. He wants to get you to a certain place, but you have to, you know, work with God, if you will. You know what I'm saying? You got to work with him.
Yeah.
Oftentimes he gets blamed. Oh, God, why I couldn't have this, or I couldn't have that, or why didn't I? I tried to get you there. I tried to bless you, but you couldn't stand to be blessed. I mean, I wanted to do what pleasing father, what does not want to bless their children with everything that, you know, maybe they want or need, you know? But we have to be at a place where we don't get lost in the blessing. And oftentimes, you know, it's God's mercy that we didn't enter into a particular blessing Because God, the God who knows everything, who sees yesterday, today, and tomorrow all at the same time, the God who knit you in your mother's womb,
yeah.
the God who has all of your days already written down and for, you know, predestined for you, he knows that if you got into that blessing prematurely, he loved you enough to say, not now. Remember, God answers yes, no, and not now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like just not now.
Exactly.
And that was a good thing for you. That was a good thing for you, because if you had it and you were brought into it, maybe he would have lost you.
Mm-hmm.
And God desires to have you, and he has greater wisdom than your ability to see just, you know, a few inches in front of your face.
Right.
God sees your whole entire life.
He sees everything.
And that's the thing, we got to get to that place where you can trust God. You got to be able to trust God now. See, if you can trust God, then you understand that he's the shot caller. You're not the shot caller.
Mm-hmm.
He's the shot caller.
Right.
But you got to believe that God has a plan for you. You got to believe that you being born wasn't a decision of just whatever, but that before the foundations of the earth, God knew you.
Mm-hmm.
That the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you breathe, the way you look, the way you act, your intrinsic qualities, the things that make you you, your personality. Hey, listen, you're one of a kind.
Mm-hmm.
If God did all of that without your help, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he got you to the point where you're functioning, you think of all the things that happened in your life when you were a child. You weren't in control of that.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody fed you. Somebody clothed you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone gave you a shelter. You had nothing to do with that. But God in his wisdom had made sure that you were taken care of.
That's right.
So what happened in that place where all of a sudden you decided you got to make all the shots?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about those that follow God and allow him to be the shot caller, the one who makes decisions,
mm-hmm.
or the people that follow themselves. You know, and that was the sin of Jeroboam. Jeroboam thought to himself, like, dude, get out of your head and get into the heart of God. Because if you follow yourself, you're going around in circles, or maybe you're going to be going down the wrong path.
That's right.
And if you're on the wrong path, God can always get you on the right path. I mean, he has all kinds of U-turns and yields, and he can get you off the road. I mean, he can get you where he wants you to be.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to tune in, not just with your ears, but you got to tune in with your heart.
Right.
You know, you got to put on that GPS back on and admit that you're lost. See, it's amazing now. You talk to some people now. I was driving around New York. You know, listen, I put that GPS on. You know what I'm saying? one wrong turn, you end up in the wrong place at the wrong time. You're in trouble.
You don't want to miss that exit.
Oh, no. You know, that exit could take you. Forget about it. Forget about it, as they say in Brooklyn. It'll take you, you know, no telling where.
Right.
But you have to be humble, and you have to accept the fact that you don't know where you're going. And if you're lost, you got to say, I'm lost.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just lost. And pride will not allow you to do that.
Mm-mm.
You know, pride will not allow you to admit that you were wrong. Pride will not allow you to admit that you led yourself and your family the wrong way.
Mm.
But I tell you that if you embrace humility, you can embrace God and say, God, you know, this is where I'm at. I've been following myself. I've been calling my own shots.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, God? I want to turn my heart to you. And I want to make you the Lord, and you're the shot caller.
Right.
You're the one that could lead us and guide us and bring us back to where we need to be, myself and my family, whoever that may be.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, it's important. So Saul got out there and started doing his own thing. Saul followed the opinions of the men. You know, but most of all, he followed himself. You know, they started getting scared. He's like, what do you want? What? Sacrifice now? It's not my job. I'm not supposed to be doing this, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not following God, you're open to follow anybody, yourself, the devil, other people, you know, any other strategy but the one you're supposed to be following. And his life, Saul's life, King Saul's life, is one giant example of how your life will turn out if you have not made Jesus really the Lord of your life. If you haven't made God number one, that's what we're talking about. David, it's really the complete opposite. He chose to follow God. You know, when you choose to make Jesus the Lord, you kind of just submit to him,
mm-hmm.
right? and things will just work well for you. Now, although, you know, Saul hunted David down, let's not forget that part, okay?
Mm-hmm.
God would not allow David to fall into Saul's hands. I mean, think about this. Saul was chasing him down, but God didn't allow David to fall into his hands.
Right.
And twice David had opportunities to take Saul out and he didn't. But after this last time, you know, David receives a word. You know, David receives a word of wisdom that really opens a new door for him. And the wisdom that came was a thought that if he was to go to the land of the Philistines, Saul will give up looking for him. And he says, otherwise I'll be destroyed by the hands of Saul.
Mm-hmm.
So God was working in David's life, and David had this thought, this guy's about to kill me. I need to get up out of Israel.
Right.
And I bet you that if I go over there to the Philistines, he won't even dare look for me over there. In fact, I mean, I had to cut Goliath's head off, so I know he's not going to go over there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so this key unlocked an area of where David was going to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
See, when we follow God, God will give us keys. He'll give us strategies. He'll speak to us in his word. He'll speak to us through truth, through circumstances. When our hearts are aligned and submitted to the authorities that God places in our life, that's the protection that God provides to us so that we can have a fruitful and abundant life. So God says, here's a key.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a key. It's going to open up a place of safety for you. So check this out. David began to live in peace. And mind you, he's been hunted down all this time, but this door opened up a place for him to be in peace.
Right.
He lived safely amongst his enemies. It opened the door for his men to get provisions. They went out there and plundered and did their deal, and now they had provision. Remember, when David started out, all he had was a sword and a piece of bread. He lost his job. He lost his position at the table.
That's right.
He went from hero to zero. David had nothing.
Mm.
It was by himself. And through this journey, got a couple hundred men following them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they're building back up again. And God's doing something. And he spared his life. God spared his life. Now, the opposite is what happened to Saul. That when he had to face the Philistines, he was so filled with terror. He was so filled with terror and had no place or no one to turn to. The only place that he went to get help was the witch of Endor.
Right.
He had no place to go. See, that's the whole thing. When you stop following God, when you don't want to listen to what God has to tell you, let me tell you something. After you're done taking your own roads,
mm-hmm.
after you're done getting lost, after you've done been lied to by the enemy and you suffer the consequences and you've listened to the people who didn't want to tell you the right thing, they just wanted to tickle your ears and tickle your flesh
mm-hmm.
and tell you what was popular but what was not powerful and true. They just, what was the trend of the day? What's trending on Twitter? They right. wanted to give you the latest trend on Twitter. Once all those folks left you, you're going to have nobody to turn to.
Mm.
And Saul had a chance to turn to God. He didn't. I mean, no matter where you're at, you can always turn to God. But he didn't turn to God.
Right.
He turned to a witch.
Mm.
He turned to the witch of Endor. I mean, think about it. Many today are delusional. They're delusional. They think that, you know, we shared a statistic that 94% of Americans have at least one Bible in their home.
Right.
Yet 81%, according to George Barna, don't even read the word.
Right.
I mean, this is important. I mean, we state this statistic often. But my goodness, we got to get a hold of this. 81% of believers don't read their Bible at all. Only 19% read their Bible. And of the 19, only 3% feel that they are responsible for their own spiritual development. How are we going to follow God? How is he going to be the shot caller in our life if we're not in the Word?
Right.
We got to get to the place of being totally dependent upon him. We got to come to the point that we're going to say, I'm not going to follow Saul, you know, and do my own leading, but I'm going to give my heart 100% to God. God, I'm going to come back from where I've been lost, And I'm going to submit myself to you. I'm just not going to honor you with my lips, but I'm going to honor you with my heart. I'm going to say that you're the Lord. You're the boss. And you're the shot caller. You call all the shots in my life. And what you say, I will do. Who's the shot caller in your life? Who's the person that calls all the shots? Is it you? Could it be the enemy? Could it be someone else who has the voice of the enemy? Mm. Or is God the one calling the shots? We want to encourage you. Listen, a simple way how God can be the one that calls the shots. And when we say call the shots, we're saying he's the one that leads us. He's the one that guides us. He's the one that brings us into all truth, right? That happens when we submit ourselves to God. We give him our heart. But that also happens when we take time to abide. Listen, we have a simple plan for you. You can go to iabide.org and request your simple plan today. It's a plan that's going to help you to connect with God, to read his word, and let the light of God's word be a light into your path. How can you follow if you cannot see?
That's right.
And when God shines his light upon your situation, when he shines his light upon your life, you have the opportunity and the choice to say, yes, God, I will follow. I mean, that's where we're supposed to, you know, deny ourselves and take up our cross daily. Every day you have the opportunity to follow him. And I'll tell you that if you follow him any length of time, he's never steered me wrong. Never steered me wrong. And he'll steer you always and guide you always in the right place. And with that, you can really have true peace in your life. There's many people today that are anxious. There's many people today that are fearful. Mm-hmm. They're fearful of the economy. They're fearful of what's going to happen in the next 5 to 10 years. They're fearful about their current family, you know, situations. Mm-hmm. I want to tell you that when you follow God, truly follow him, you become his disciple, you don't have to be worried about fear. Listen, you still may not know what tomorrow holds. You're not going to be able to see everything. Mm-mm. But one thing we could tell you, you could definitely know the one who holds tomorrow.
Right.
And with that, you should sleep really good.
Oh, yeah.
Because God is trustworthy. Deal with that once and for all. We got to come to a place where we exercise humility and say, here are the keys. Wherever you take me is where I want to be and where I want to go. And when we do that, we experience great peace, great joy. And God wants to prove himself. He wants to prove his love to us. And we realize, wow, God was in control all along. You just thought you were.
Mm-hmm.
Well, watch what happens when you submit to the ways of God. He'll lead you the right way every single time.
That's right.
We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right, the VFM radio program. You're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.